close enough now, we can go ahead and start the meeting. As soon as Esther tells me we're ready to go. All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's May 29th, 2013. We're meeting for a special meeting in the Capitol today. It's approximately 1:15. We've got one item. It's actually in my portfolio, so I'll make the motion. But right now, I don't have any opening comments. I just turn it over to Commissioner Crisman if he has any, and then Commissioner Fedorchak.
I have no opening comments, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Commissioner Fedorchak, any comments?
No, I don't have any comments, Brian.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, I move the commission acknowledge the May 24th, 2013 filing of maps for all telephone exchanges with boundaries in North Dakota, and further move that the commission issue a certificate of public convenience and necessity to each incumbent local exchange company for each telephone exchange in which the respective company provides telecommunication services.
Second.
A little background on this is that within the last 18 months or so, the FCC has given out lots of guidance, and the particular one that covers this area is that they requested that each different telephone exchange basically verify their existing boundaries, and they asked that the states play a role if need be. And so what has happened over time is that North Dakota PSC, working in conjunction with the ITD Department of North Dakota, really was able to receive almost 600 different maps and boundaries and look through and find out areas where there may have been potential conflict. And through the good work of many people, there really was no conflicts that were not worked out in exchange boundaries. And it turns out there's going to be 302 different exchange boundaries. There is no areas right now that are under under disagreement. There is one area in the roughly 47 acres, I believe it was, in the grassland that no one has agreed to serve. And right now we're okay with that because there's no one living there. And if someone would request services, we would deal with it at that time. And our goal today for this special meeting is I'm recommending we approve this motion, and then our staff can and folks can make the filing with the FCC, and we would have until June 30th is actually when it's due, but it gives us some time to work out if there's any discrepancies or problems, but we believe everything to be in order, so that'd be all that I would have. Any other comments?
I would just comment, Mr. Chairman, that I think this is a good example of a regulatory agency working with the companies that are providing the service in order to make sure that everything is done appropriately. It's clear now for potential customers that are out there what service area they're in, and to whatever extent we needed to do this for the FCC, it got done as quickly, I think, as anyone could have ever possibly hoped for to iron out that many discrepancies, and just, I think, something for the commission and for our staff to feel good about.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Daryl. I have no other comments. Anyone else have any closing comments?
None for me.
All right, with that, we'll close the special meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.